Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying A New Spiritual Life, Bible Bits from Colossians. In this session, we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 14, when God changes a life. When God changes a person's life, life is then remade, and he or she is born again. A new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 states, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. This is not just acquiring fire insurance policy. As believers in Christ, we are different. God made things different for us. There are three changes to note about your new spiritual life. First, God watches over you with intercessory prayer. Look at verse 9 of our text in Colossians 1. "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Since the day we heard of it. Look at verses 4 through 8. "Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it has also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit." Do not cease to pray for you. Pray what? That you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You must know God's will to do it. And you must know how to do it. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." What is the fear of the Lord? Well, it's the beginning of wisdom. What is the knowledge of the Holy One? It's understanding. As you learn to fear God and understand his character and his ways, you will more clearly discern his will. God watches over you with intercessory prayer. Second, God guides you with a new standard. Look at verse 10. "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Walk worthy of the Lord. You can't live the Christian life according to the world's ways. It is a completely new lifestyle. Knowledge without a right life is useless to have. It doesn't matter how many sermons, Bible study lessons, or training sessions that you've had. What matters is what you have done with them. What does it mean to walk worthy of God? It means being fully pleasing to him, holy, being fruitful in every good work, service, and increasing in the knowledge of God, growth. God guides you with a new standard. We all experience times when life hits hard. Sickness, financial problems, loss of a job, crisis in marriage, crisis with children, and so on and on. What do you do in times like these? Where do you go in times like these? Well, most people wrestle the situation into frustration, but God has another plan. He wants you to remember a few things when life hits you hard. In verse 11, it says, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Remember that you have a place of strength. The first part of verse 11, strengthened with all might. Listen, life's hits tend to drain your strength. Remember also that you have a resource of endurance. The third part of verse 11, for all patience and long suffering. Life's hits usually come with pain and suffering. And remember that you have a supply of patience. The second part of verse 11, according to his glorious power. Life's hits often take a while to work through. And third, God provides you with spiritual resources. Verse 11 again. Look at that verse 11 just for a moment. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long suffering. Strengthened with might according to his glorious power. Why? For patience and long suffering with joy. Don't too quickly pass over those words. The spiritual life needs spiritual strength. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. This is grace. Strength furnished by grace for good works. Strength fortified by grace to withstand Satan. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. James chapter 1, verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. How do you know that patience is developing? Listen, when you receive trouble as gifts from God and are thankful for them, bearing them well, no matter how many, how aggravating, or how long. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. God knows we can't do this except by his strength. Verse 13 states that as Christians, God has given us a glimpse of glory. Verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Delivered us, conveyed us. Delivered us, conveyed us. Life's hits can make us lose sight of the Lord's promise. How do you handle the times when life hits hard? Stop struggling and trust God's promises to help. You have a great day.